Well, look, we're in this new land. We've hippity-hoppitied off, and here we are. It is book pick time on the Roundtable. Our good friends from the Book Loft in Great Barrington join us this morning for this week's book picks. Julia Hobart is here to tell us about some of the wonderful books that are now out and on store shelves. You're a newbie. First time here.
Yes, yes.
Well, good morning and welcome. Morning. It's a delight to have you. Very nice to meet you. What do you do at the bookstore?
I am a bookseller. I also do a majority of the book buying and gift buying.
Excellent. Well, all good stuff. It's a busy time of year. Wonderful new volumes coming to the shelves.
Yes.
Let us begin. Where would you like to start?
I'll start at the top of my list. The first book I have is a short story collection, Living on the Borderlines by Melissa McCall. Both on and off the res, interlinked characters contend with history and identity as contemporary members of the Seneca Nation. For the loosely connected Seneca community members living in upstate New York, intergenerational memory slips into everyday life. A teenager struggles to understand her grandmother's silences, a family seeks to reconnect with a lost sibling, and a young woman searches for a cave that's called to her family for generations. With these stories, debut writer Melissa McCall weaves together an understated and contemplative collection exploring what it means to be Native. I read this collection slowly over the summer, appreciating it immensely. With each story, I was able to appreciate the accessibility and how well written they were. Really great collection of short stories.
Lovely. It's called Living on the Borderlands. Next.
My next pick is a picture book that just came out this past month, Rabbit and the Motorbike by Kate Hoefler. This is a staff pick of mine. I have a thing for really beautiful picture books, and it's even better when they have a really wonderful story to go along with it. Rabbit lives happy and content in a wheat field, never venturing outside its bounds, but he enjoys old dog stories of life on the road with his motorbike. So when dog dies and leaves Rabbit his bike, Rabbit starts to feel a powerful pull of the open road. One day, Rabbit finally builds up the courage to create his own stories. The story is about loneliness and finding your way to be brave, and Rabbit and the Motorbike is a lovely book with a sweet story accompanied by a beautiful illustrations.
Rabbit and the Motorbike. Nothing better than a bunny and a bike.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, really, that's cool.
It's adorable and beautiful, yeah.
Always fun. It's Kate, how'd you say it? Hoefler? Hoefler?
I said Hoefler. I have to admit I'm not 100% on my pronunciation.
All right, that's all right. We'll make it up. If you say it quick, nobody really usually yells at you. It's called Rabbit and the Motorbike by Kate Hoefler. All right, next we go to goats.
Yeah, this next one is another children's book, a chapter book from our summer kids book club, Goat by Anne Fleming. Our bookseller Tim also staff picked it. This story is so charming, you'll wish there were rumors of a mysterious goat living at the top of your house so that you could go have the fun of a whimsical investigation also. A kid named Kid moves to New York City with her parents, and as she gets to know the residents of their apartment complex, she also hears that there's a mountain goat who lives at the top of the building. But nobody can say for sure, even though something seems to keep eating Mrs. Fenniford's flowers in her window boxes. It's a mystery, it's a comedy, and it's just a beautiful, delightfully quirky story about personal struggles, finding one's place in this weird world, and yet, yes, a goat.
I love reading about goats. Goat and Fleming. It is out now. Next up.
This next one is Pam, our store owner's staff pick, What Rose Forgot by Nevada Barr. Rose Dennis wakes up in a hospital gown. Her brain is a fog, only to discover that she's been committed to an Alzheimer's unit in a nursing home. With no memory of how she ended up in this position, Kate is sure that something is very wrong. When she overhears one of the administrators saying about her that she's not making it through the week, Rose is convinced that if she's to survive, she has to get out of the nursing home. With the help of her 13-year-old granddaughter, Rose has to figure out who has had her committed against her will and kept her medicated to stay out of the way. Pam says this is charming, witty, and filled with suspense. It's the best book Nevada Barr has written in years.
She's a terrific writer. Nevada Barr's latest is What Rose Forgot. It is now out. Excellent.
Yeah. My next book is another short story collection. It comes out October 22nd, and it's The Bead Workers by Beth Pietote. Beth Pietote's debut collection, combining fiction, poetry, and dramatic writing. Piatot is a Native American author, Inez Pierce from Chief Joseph's Band, and she has based these impressive stories in the traditions of the Pacific Northwest. Told with humor, subtlety, and beautiful spareness, the mixed-genre works of Beth Piatot's first collection find unifying themes in the strength of kinship, the pulse of longing, and the language of return. This collection is moving, informative, and stunning. Wonderful collection of stories and poetry to keep in your library.
It is Bread Workers and Beth Piatot, we think. Close enough. Go ahead.
The next book in our collection is a new staff pick by our bookseller, Sherry. Midnight at the Blackbird Cafe by Heather Weber.
Sounds like a mystery.
It does sound a bit like a mystery.
But it isn't. I don't know. Is it?
I don't. By her description, it sounds a little mysterious, but I don't know if it's strictly a mystery.
Right.
Anna Kate has returned to the town to bury her granny Z, owner of the Blackbird Cafe. It was supposed to be a quick trip to close the cafe and settle her grandmother's estate, but Anna Kate finds herself drawn to the town her mother ran away from so many years ago and the mysterious blackbird pie everybody can't stop talking about. As the truth about her past slowly becomes clear, Anna Kate has to decide on whether to stay or go. If you're looking for a sweet escape, this is the perfect choice, and it has also made the bookseller hungry for pie, a captivating blend of magical realism, heartwarming romance, and small-town southern charm. So I don't think it's a mystery.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound like a mystery, but it sounds lovely. It's Midnight at the Blackbird Cafe. It has a beautiful cover on it, too.
Yeah, really nice.
Midnight at the Blackbird Cafe by Heather Weber. Okay.
My next pick is a staff pick by Giovanni, Cosmology of Monsters by Sean Hamill. It's part coming-of-age tale, part love story, part Lovecraftian eldritch horror. This book has it all. The Turner family has been haunted by a mysterious wolf-like creature in a flowing red cape throughout the generations. It is a haunting and beautiful story of a family broken by mental illness and tragedy, haunted by literal and metaphorical monsters. An excellent read for fans of horror, haunted houses, and the truly weird.
It is a cosmology of monsters by Sean Hamill. And Stephen King said if John Irving ever wrote a horror novel, it would be something like this.
Which is a pretty good recommendation.
Yeah, pretty good recommendation there. Okay.
The next book is our bookseller Tim staff pick, Cold Storage by David Cope. This felt like watching a fun zombie movie. It's not technically a zombie story, but it might as well be. With a deadly fungus that's been locked away for decades that starts to ooze out and infect people. Events take place during a single day and night, and it's so well written, you'll have tons of fun with the two main characters as they try to survive. The author's sense of humor coming through in their dialogue is brilliant, and the plot is just gripping in the best way, which makes a lot of sense since he normally writes screenplays for disaster adventure stories like Jurassic Park, Mission Impossible, Panic Room, and War of the Worlds.
So this is what happens when you store specimens. I mean, normally, you know,
mayhem and panic.
Off to the races. Cold Storage is the name of the novel. It's by David Kep. All right.
My next one is a story called, a collection of stories called Ghost by Illustris. It's another one of Giovanni's staff picks. It's 13 dark tales for a generation, coupled with haunting illustrations. This collection is sure to bring chills to to readers young and old. From ghosts to monsters and haunted woods, each terrifying tale is as captivating as it is disturbing. A must-read for budding fans of the horror genre and the delight for all ages. It is a children's book, but I do believe it very much surpasses age limitation. It's really lovely, wonderfully illustrated also.
Now is the time for ghost books.
Definitely the
if
time.
Not now, when? All right, next up on the list.
My next book is a book that just recently came out called Gideon the Ninth by Tasman Muir. Muir's Gideon the Ninth unveils a solar system of swordplay, cutthroat politics, and lesbian necromancers. Her characters leap off the page as skillfully animated as arcane revenants. The result is a heart-pounding epic science fantasy, space necromancy, plus Agatha Christie-style murder mystery in an epic ending equals awesome. Gideon Nav is a kick-ass protagonist you will love. This book has been all the rage with booksellers in New England for like the past 6 months, and everyone's been super anticipating it coming out, and it is already here for everyone.
It is here. It is a bestseller. It's a Gideon the Ninth, and it is out. And NPR, this is their review: brilliantly original, messy, and weird straight through.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to read.
Sign me up. Yeah. All right, excellent. Next up.
My next book is a children's book out today. It's called The Book Wanderers. The series is Pages and Company by Anna James. An enchanting story about the magic of books and the power of imagination. Since her mother's disappearance, 11-year-old Tilly Pages has found comfort in the stories at Pages and Company, her grandparents' bookshop. But when her favorite characters, Anne of Green Gables and Alice from Wonderland, start showing up at the shop, Tilly's adventures become very real. This is an enjoyable venture with book magic. Many of us have felt that we are in a book we are really enjoying, but for Tilly, it goes just a little bit beyond that, and it's really awesome.
Anna James is the author. It is Tilly and the Book Wanderers. So this is one of those things where you see yourself reading this book and then reading the other books that have been inspired that inspired it?
Yes.
That'd be very fun.
Yeah, it is really fun because she goes into and has some adventures inside books, and if you've read them, it's something you can really, really appreciate.
That's very cool. You get all the in-jokes.
Yeah.
All right, it's The Book of Wanderers, Page and Company, Anna James. All right, out today, we should note. Go ahead.
The last book on my list is The Bookish Life of Nina Hill by Abby Waxman. It's one of Sherry's staff picks at the Book Loft. Abby Waxman's charming, quirky novel follows introvert and bookworm Nina Hill as she does her best to fly under everyone's radar. Nina has a job in a bookstore, an excellent trivia team, and a cat named Phil. When the father she never knew existed dies, leaving behind a huge family, Nina is horrified. They all live close by, and she has to speak to strangers. And Tom, her trivia nemesis, has turned out to be cute, funny, and interested in getting to know her. This is a sweet, feel-good book. If you are looking for an old-fashioned love story that's not too romancy, this is a good pick. Our bookseller found Nina Hill's character to be very endearing, similar to Meg Ryan in Nina Ephron film or Bridget Jones, an easy, breezy read that left her smiling, perfect for fans of Lucy Diamond or Maria Semple.
The Bookish Life of Nina Hill. I like the idea that it's not too romancy. That's good.
Yes.
And of course, a book with a cat named Phil.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong?
You can't go wrong.
All right. Well, excellent job. Is there anything else? Anything else going on at the bookstore you want to tell us about?
I just wanted to put the word out for our upcoming event, A Passion of Poets, Volume 2, on Thursday, September 26th at 7 o'clock, featuring Rage Hezekia, author of Stray Harbor. Our other guest poets are Susan S. Rancourt and Irene Willis. The event will be at our Railroad Street meeting location, 33 Railroad Street in Great Barrington, Mass.
Excellent. And that's Thursday night?
I didn't even realize that. This Thursday, the 26th, yes.
The month flew by.
Yes.
Well, excellent. You can find out more information about that event, as well as all of the cool books that Julia just mentioned, by going to the website. It is thebookloft.com, thebookloft.com. For more information, you can go there. You can also visit them, for goodness sakes. They are at the Book Loft right in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Visit them in the Barrington Plaza, or again, go online at thebookloft.com. Julia Hobart is a bookseller extraordinaire. And Julia, thank you very much for being on the show. Very nice to meet you, and
thank you.
A great list of books. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Again, you can find out more. Go to their website. You can also see the list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.